USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kentucky's flood-related death toll rose to 28 as search and rescue efforts continued Sunday. And forecasters warn the state and other parts of the Appalachia, heavy rains will continue. Governor Andy Beshear on Sunday said he expected the death toll in eastern Kentucky to increase as 37 people were still unaccounted for. A ship carrying grain left Ukraine's port of Odessa on the Black Sea Monday. The Sierra Leone flag cargo ship, the Razoni, was the first vessel to leave a Ukrainian port under an agreement between Ukraine and Russia. 88-year-old basketball legend Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington.
To become proficient in something, or to become very good at it, no one knows how much work it takes, how much talent it takes, how much dedication it takes to get to this place. And it's like watching a duck cross the pond. Yeah. You know, smooth on top, peppermint.
Like great.
USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
As of last night, the McKinney Fire, the largest yet of the year's fire season in California, had burned through 53,000 acres in Klamath National Forest near the California border with Oregon, destroying homes and threatening hundreds more. It was 0% contained.
And when the wind came up and added that element, it was like nothing I've seen. It was a firestorm.
President Chris Hodson on NBC Bay Area. Alex Jones is seeking bankruptcy for his InfoWars publication.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' primary company filed for bankruptcy protection on Friday, an unexpected move. It comes as a trial is underway in Texas to determine how much in damages he'll have to pay the families of two Sandy Hook victims who sued and won a default judgment against him. Jones' decision to seek bankruptcy protection for his company, Free Speech Systems, which operates InfoWars, also comes after he was found legally responsible in a separate defamation case in Connecticut. In the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A pilot fell to his death after exiting a plane mid-flight during an emergency landing near Raleigh, North Carolina, Friday. Police say 23-year-old Charles Crooks either jumped or fell from the plane without a parachute. Darshan Patel is the chief of the Wake County Emergency Management Operations.
We had officers that were responding in the area for the search and were flagged down by a resident. They had heard something in their backyard.
The second pilot's identity is still unknown. The plane safely belly landed at a local airport. Whistleblowers and Republican Senator Grassley have evidence. The Department of Justice and FBI, America's top judicial branch of government, has been protecting President Biden by hiding facts from the Biden laptop. Former Department of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epic TV.
I mean, look, I've said from the beginning that I think Hunter Biden is going to be indicted. It's just a matter of timing based on all the prodding and investigatory work that has gone on by journalists. From my time on the Hill with Chairman Nunes, I got to know Senator Grassley and I worked with his team. And one of the things Senator Grassley has always championed is the protection of whistleblowers. There's a Whistleblower Protection Act, which literally codifies into law safeguarding those who are in government positions that want to expose waste, corruption, and fraud. It's one of the main purposes of Congress. And Senator Grassley has been a big proponent of it. So when he focuses in on something, i.e. the Hunter Biden laptop investigation in the FBI, and whistleblowers have started to come forward, that means he's been working it for a while.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.